أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلنا بينهم وبين القرى التي باركنا فيها قرى ظاهرة وقدرنا فيها السير سيروا فيها ليالي وأياما آمنين فقالوا ربنا باعد بين أسفارنا وظلموا أنفسهم فجعلناهم أحاديث ومزقناهم كل ممزق إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about one form of punishment that Allah Rabbul Izzat engrossed the people of Sabah in that the dams burst and kind of fruit had changed to bitter fruit. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about yet another ni'mat of Allah that Allah had bestowed upon them, and again they were unappreciative of this ni'mat. They didn't realize the greatness of this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its importance, and the result is that they themselves beseeched Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change it. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْقُرَى الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا قُرًا ظَاهِرَةً وَقَدَّرْنَا فِيهَا السَّيْرِ. These people used to travel from Yemen to Syria, and in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created such a unique facility for them that at almost equidistance between towns, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these little villages, these little towns, whereby a traveler could have left from Yemen, from Ma'rab, and he would have come to Syria where he needed to conduct his business or whatever other activities, and in between, very easily, he would stop at places, leave in the morning, stop at the time of lunch, leave at lunch, stop in the evening, stay overnight. And all this arrangement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done for them out of His kindness. So the distance was not a very long distance, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this adequate arrangements on the way. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the safety of journey for them, that in that route particularly there were no highway robbers, no bandits, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, and Allah says that we had made between them and that cities which we had blessed, so some of the commentators say it was the cities in Syria, fiha quran zahira, in between we had made villages that were apparent, that could be seen, in other words not far off the road, that they had to move away from the main highway of that time and go out in search of places to eat, places to rest, places to sleep, but they were on the roads itself. وَقَدَّرْنَا فِيهَا السَّيْرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had created this equilibrium in this path, in this route, insofar as the journey was concerned. So all Allah Rabbul Izzat said to them, سِيرُوا فِيهَا, travel on this path, travel on this road, لَيَالِيَا وَأَيَّامًا آمِنِينَ, at night and during the day, آمِنِينَ, in a state of peace, tranquility, security, absolutely no issues with regards to your security. Now we all know that when there is safety of the journey, then that is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the road is not safe, then a person cannot even come to the masjid. If the road is not safe, a person sometimes cannot leave his house. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from one country to another country, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His grace and mercy, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the safety of the route, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seen to it that there were sufficient arrangements made en route. فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا بَاعِدْ بَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا. They said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beseeching Allah Rabbul Izzat, O our Lord, O our Rabb, prolong the space of our travel. In other words, move some of these cities out so that we can hasten our travel. In other words, they did not appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Allah says, وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, and in beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they had oppressed themselves. In other words, they created difficulty upon themselves. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثَ, then we made them a story, a tale. In other words, people that come after them will speak about these people of Saba, and that is exactly what happened, that nobody speaks about them but in these ayat of the Quran Kareem and other narrations of the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again impresses on our mind that there are many, many a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we yet have to appreciate. We haven't even looked at some of the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestows upon us as a ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we should just continue making shukr to Allah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever Allah ta'ala has given us. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقْ. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, now this word مَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we tore them up into pieces. That is the literal translation of it. But we find in Ibn Kathir and other commentators, they explain it a little bit differently. And they say that at the time when the floods were coming to the people of Saba, there was a soothsayer. And this soothsayer had informed the people. He warned some of the people about this flood that was going to come. And he himself sold his land and he was migrating and going out of this place. So he encouraged some of the people to leave. And he said to them in his encouragement that those who want safety, they should go to Amman. And those who want to enjoy the liquor and the fruits of a land, then they should go to Busra, that is in present-day Syria. And those who want to enjoy the date palms, then they should go to Medina Tayyiba, that was called Yathrib at that time. And hence he encouraged people to leave this place of Marib. And a person by the name of Azd, he left from there and he went to Amman. And then a person by the name of Ghassan went to Busra. And then Aus, Khazraj and Banu Uthman, all of them left towards Medina Munawwara. Banu Uthman settled at a place very near Makkah Mukarrama, and the Aus and Khazraj came into Medina Munawwara. This was all obviously before the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this way, this narration indicates that these people were torn apart into pieces. In other words, what was a very happy community together, they were all split up. And that is where you get the Banu Ghassan and the Banu Azd and the Aus and the Khazraj and the different tribes in the different places of the world. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly in this are many, many signs. Likulli sabbarin shakur. For every patient, appreciative person, the person that remains forbearing, one that remains enduring in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the person that appreciates and is grateful for the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat also indicates to us that in life we are going to have halat, we are going to have conditions. Sometimes conditions are very conducive, sometimes conditions are adverse. This is how life is, like the oceans, the waters for the waves, there will be the ups and downs, and that is going to be in life. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that here you will see very, very clearly that there are going to be these difficulties, but at the same time, when the difficulties come upon us, we should never leave the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When conditions of ease come, then we should always be appreciative of the ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.